All right, Arthur Miller is with us. Arthur, as we have fun with you, and again, your work is outstanding. You are in town for the baseball show at the Krefsky Gallery, 77 Geary Street. Tell us some of the works that you have in. One is just outstanding, the Willie Mays banner.
That piece is basically an expansion of what I've been doing. Most of my work in the past has been acrylic on masonite and looking like oils, but they're just classic straight portraits. Where the banner work I'm doing now, the effect I'm trying to get is actual antiquity. The banners are distressed and aged artificially. I call them faux antique banners. And they're much larger than my normal work, and they just have a more of a direct feel of history than seemingly. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop doing the regular portraits, but I will be doing both of those. And I hope some people will go see both examples of my work are there, both those styles, including I call it Mr. Perfect. It's a portrait of Matt Cain. And
That's a good one. I saw that, yeah.
And also our MVP, our beloved MVP, Buster Posey. I have another portrait of him as well. But it's not just my work there. It's a group show, so that means there's a lot of artists. It's not just my work. It's not a one-man show. And it's pretty spectacular. It's very diverse. It's not just all realism. There's some really thought-provoking, almost editorial pieces of artwork they stand out. It's a really nice collection of artwork.
How'd you learn how to paint? Did you go to an institute, or did you learn on the mean streets of Oakland, or how did you become such an outstanding artist?
Well, I went to art school in New York City, and it's one thing to have raw talent, but I always think about this story, and this is a kind of a classic story. Back in the heyday of the Green Bay Packers, there was a beat reporter that followed them around game to game, and they were away for an away game. And one of the sports writers came down, and he couldn't sleep. And he was just hanging out in the lobby like at 3 in the morning. A limousine pulls up. Paul Hornung gets out with two stunning women on, one blonde, one brunette.
Nice.
The reporter goes up to him, and he says, "Paul, you got an important game tomorrow. How is it that you stay out all night like this, and then you go out and play so well?" And he said, "Practice, practice, practice."
Okay.
And that's basically what, you know, it's taken me, you know, 30 years of practice. I mean, I didn't just come out of the womb with a paintbrush in my hand. It took a lot of stunning work, hard work. Because there's nobody that can sit down and tell you, okay, this is how you build a car. Each artist has a different, way of developing to get to where they are. The avenue to where they go is normally a very long and laborious one. So that's basically what it's been. Even though I went to a prestigious art school in New York City, that was just a launching pad. Everything else has just been hard work. And I'm in my mid-50s, and I'm still working hard and developing. It doesn't end.
Cool.
Plus, you're a Giants fan.
Oh, geez. I was just thinking about that. I mean, it's a blessing that I'm having, coming out here for the gallery opening. But just having the ability to come to this is most sincerely the most beautiful ballpark in the country. And I know every Giant fan, I hope they don't take advantage of it. The other blessing about coming out here and is to be in a place where there's 40,000 plus people that I know they despise the Dodgers just as much as I do. And that's a concentrated, because we all know that there's millions and millions of people across the country that hate the Dodgers. But to have a concentrated 40,000 plus here, right, who just despise the Dodgers, it's a beautiful, the affinity that one might, have that in regard to that. Oh, it's priceless.
Said very well. Yeah. Arthur, if someone wanted to go online and see some of your work, is there a website or someplace that where they could look at it?
Yeah, those that are farther away from downtown, that may not get into downtown, you can go to the George Krefsky Gallery, either Google George Krefsky Gallery, or I think it's georgekrefskygallery.com. And if you click on the exhibition for, I think it's called Out of the Ballpark, you'll see the full show. But I more encourage you to actually go and see these impressive pieces on the wall. As far as my work goes, my website is artofthegame.com.
Oh, great. Art of the game.
Yeah, makes sense.
Hey, Arthur, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure to be here. You and I have become very friendly over the last few years, and it's a treasure to be with you once again.
Thank you.
Well, Marty, you showed me a painting that you got from Arthur that's The Godfather, right?
Yeah, I love it.
Marlon Brando, and just on Marty's iPhone, this thing is it's alive. It's insane. It's awesome.
I say good morning to him every morning that I walk downstairs. Believe me, I don't mess with him.
Where have you placed this painting?
Sort of down, I have, you know, upstairs, downstairs in the house. And as I come down the staircase, it's just to my left. And I look over and say, good morning, Godfather.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is beautiful,
I don't mess around. The eyes are starting to follow me around the house now.